Hey, what do you guys think about this news coming out with Oregon State and Washington State? So next year they're going to play each other twice because of the scheduling, because they're still trying to get the new Pac-12 together, which will start in 2026. Because of a hole in their scheduling, they're going to play once on November 1st with Oregon State hosting, and then again on November 29th in the regular season finale with Washington State hosting. Yeah. So it's going to be a very NFL-type thing for them. I mean,
here's what I would do.
I don't like it.
Here's what I would do.
I don't either.
If the November 29th game, I would just straight up call it the Pac-12 Championship. And I would just put banners all over the field. I'd paint the field.
Just market it that
Pac-12
way.
Championship game. It's the end of the season. You're like, let's see if we can crown a champion today.
Well, what if you do this? What if you call both of them the Pac-12 Championship game and you do it
like aggregate?
Aggregate. So whoever had the aggregate score wins, right? Hey, man. Well, look, we
that
know.
Sounds like soccer.
Can you imagine?
That's the whole point. Like, make it fun. Be like, hey, what do you have to lose?
Can you imagine the situational football being played at the end of that? Like, where you're not in the 2 minute drill. Like, you're losing, but you're in 4 minute mode. Like, you're down by 10, but you're running the ball and you're kneeling on it.
Take a kneel down. Yeah, coach, you're losing.
We want to lose.
Doesn't matter.
We don't want to lose by 17, only by 10.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Schedule. I know schedules are done years in advance, but they make. Scheduling as complicated as like the D-Day invasion. It's like, come on, can't you find somebody to plug in?
How many moving parts are there, man?
I just think it's the craziest thing. I don't know what to I think you're onto something though. Make it the Pac-12 Championship, but come out and literally use the aggregate system that the MLS was using and a few years ago when Atlanta United won. Remember, Atlanta, you played two games no matter what when we won the title.
Yeah,
we played up in New York. And we beat them, I think, I can't remember, it was something like 2-1 or 3-1 or something. Came down here, and all we had to do was score, like, all we had to do was have a two-goal, not let them score two goals or something like that.
End in a tie, yeah.
And it was wild. And now that could be fun. That could make the games interesting.
Can you imagine Vegas trying to wrap their head around that? What's the line on a game when you're an aggregate? Like, what?
It's off the board.